Yeah. I'm sent to the council as well by the people of Bedfordshire. That's the distinction between myself and the civil servants here tonight. Just 2 points. What I didn't want to do, I was appointed to this job 2 years ago, May 11. And what I didn't want to do before I got there, and certainly when I got into the office, was to mandate a change. All 25 middle schools in central Bedfordshire will be closed, or will not be closed, whatever the solution may have been. The reason I say closed is because that's what Suffolk have done and are still doing, as well as other places, Isle of Wight, etc. But I would like to just spend a moment on Suffolk. And whether your middle school, as an example, is good performing or bad performing, you are being closed if you're a Suffolk middle school, whether you like it or not. And I found as a politician that was wrong, as a policy, as a principle of democracy and politics, and let alone best practice. It was wrong for me to mandate that all 25 middles in Bedfordshire, central Bedfordshire, would close. So to answer your question, why not just do it in one big bang? Why not overnight make 3-tier into 2-tier? For one, because I felt as a principle and as a policy it was wrong. Hopefully the reasons I've given. Two, there's no consensus about which is better, if we're candid. I mean, I wasn't on the council at the time, but I remember at the time living in Bedfordshire in 2008 when the county council attempted to go through a decision process and decided not to. And that was painful and difficult, as I'm sure a lot of you here tonight remember, looking at the nods of heads. And now, in the new world that we're in, the third reason is that we are unable to, both legally and financially. If a school is an academy, the local authority does not have the ability that it once had to close that school. We are no longer the only player, if you like, in that market, in that we're not the only decision maker in that issue. So, and that's what I mean about this common level of understanding that we share tonight. That you have to appreciate, as I do continually, I can't just pull a lever from Chicksand's head office when something happens, because it depends. The final point I'd like to mention, and this relates to Suffolk, to draw a comparison with Bedfordshire. Suffolk, whilst it's gone through this change, even though it's a change done in a different way, we're not doing one size fits all, we're letting local solutions emerge, and I think that's right. Whilst Suffolk have gone through this change, their Key Stage 2, so the middle school results, have taken a beating and have gone down significantly. You may have noticed, and there are many places you can find the results of the 25 middle schools in central Bedfordshire, including CPC's website, that our results went up. Now, some might say that's despite, not because of, the change. I'm not precious about which view you take personally, but our results, for example, have gone up 14% in 1 year alone at Key Stage 2, whilst we're going through this turbulence. So I would also like to join with you in giving my thanks to the Dunstable head teachers for those results, as well as the many other results at lower and upper. So there are some interesting facts that we ought to establish when we decide what is the motivation for some of these proposals. Not my proposals or the council's, but proposals from schools and their governing bodies, who are the people, just as much as you or I are. They're not mandarins in Whitehall. These are local people from the community serving on a governing body and taking a view that it's best for their school to change its age range or change its tier.